Music right there from the Fleet Foxes. That's from their album Helplessness Blues. And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We had Frightened Rabbit back there as well, some Chad Vangelin, Fruit Bats, and Bonnie Prince Billy. We started off that set with music from Imelda May's latest album. It's called Tribal. We have a lot of live music in store for you this evening. Our first musical guests have been here before. They're back with a slightly different lineup, and we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to hear some tunes from them. We want to welcome Terrapin Moon into the studio. They're going to play some music for us.
Thank you. other, you cannot. Time has come to weigh those things. This space is getting hot. No, this space is getting hot.
Say your name. just like Jack and Jill. Mama told the sailor, one heat up and one cool down, leave nothing for the tailor. Just like Jack and Jill. Papa told the jailer, one go up and one go down, do yourself a favor. Did you say your name was Ramblin' Rose? Ramble on, baby, settle down easy.
Rose. Mama, I'm so hard handed now, you say. We'll be right back. but you got to come home with me. I got a whole lot of good old loving, and I got some mowing stove. When I get through throwing it all your way, you got to come back more. Boys come around and down by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drunk soul loving. Hey, pretty thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm so hard to handle. All you saying?
Terrapin Moon, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julia.
My pleasure, my pleasure. It's been, I think, about a year by my estimate. So how was your 2014?
It was pretty great. We played a lot of great festivals and played a lot of fun shows around Ohio.
Nice, nice. And it should be noted that we've got three returning guests, three returning faces, and two new faces in the band. Tell me about the revamped lineup here.
The revamped lineup is an old vamped lineup.
Ah!
Tom, the bass player, was our second bass player, actually. And Dave, the guitar player, was our third guitar player, I believe. So, actually, they both have been with us 5 to 6 years ago, possibly.
Yeah, 2009, 2010.
Yeah, for several years. We all just got this little brotherhood in Dayton, you know. We swap out musicians.
Yep.
Welcome back, Tom.
Not
Dave.
Uncommon.
Yeah, we're glad to have you boys back.
So everything old is new again.
Yeah, exactly.
What's it been like, revisiting an old lineup, getting some former players back in the groove of things? Has it changed the way you guys are tackling your songs or tackling live gigs or anything like that?
It's been a fun time, I'll say that for it. You know, I'm liking playing guitar with Dave again. It's, yeah. You know, I'm a little better than I was before. I hope he is too.
It always breathes new life into the material too. Once,
yeah.
Having different people's... different people's opinions injected into it, different people's solo ideas and those types of things.
We're
for
just
sure.
Still feeling our way around once again. And
yeah, yeah.
But it feels pretty natural, I got to say.
Nice. Yeah,
that's right.
Very nice. So what does 2015 look like for you guys? You looking forward to warmer weather to be able to hit the festival scene again? Or
Certainly.
Definitely, always, yeah.
At this point, we're... let's see, we got a Valentine's Day thing booked at Hank's Pub in Dayton. March 7th at Jimmy's Ladder 11. And I didn't tell you guys, we got a we got a festival June 19th. It's called Melting Pot of Music.
I heard about that. Birthday.
Zane Shawnee Caverns.
Right. Well, that was your birthday present.
So, yeah, we're already booking for festival season.
Nice. Very nice.
You know, we just wanted to see how things were going to go before we really got into it hot.
Sure. Sure. Of course. Of course. Well, and, you know, it's nice to have the winter to kind of, you know, stretch your muscles a little bit in the practice space and with some, indoor gigs, and then be ready to go for all the fun stuff outside in the summer.
Exactly.
anything else new for you guys or coming up that we should be keeping our eyes to?
Well, we do have some songs that we
project,
recorded.
Yeah.
Yes, we
great.
We recorded several sessions down at the recording workshop in Chillicothe, and to 9 songs so far that we've recorded. And we do have some CDs that are available to give to fans that have 6 of those songs on them. And very shortly we'll have the full 9 songs available for. Yeah. Your
and we stress
pleasure.
Give to the fans.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly.
We don't sell these.
Exactly. The name of the CD, tentatively titled, "What Compliments of Terrapin Moon," which will be freely available.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So what was going into the studio like? Was it fun? Was it challenging? What was that experience like for you guys?
Well, I've done it several times. Bill has too. I think these guys probably all have some. At the recording workshop, it is a little different. You're trying to take into consideration students that are learning, so you don't want to, you know, push things like you normally would. If you were paying for studio
mm-hmm.
time,
mm-hmm.
you would not do what we did. You know, you'd be picky. But it's still a fun experience, and, you know, it's been a long time since I did any recording that wasn't in somebody's basement on a computer. So that was, you know, a new, not new, but a reliving of the old experience. And I, when I did it before, it was always on drums, playing drums. So this was better playing guitar by far.
Yeah, they have a really professional setup there in several different studios and the best, you know, of gear, much like here. And they have a lot of different, you know, a lot of different different control rooms and different isolation booths so that they can really capture the sound very well.
It's got to be a really fun dynamic, too, working with students. I mean, I'm sure it's challenging on the one hand, but that's got to bring a certain type of energy to the project that is different than going into, you know, a traditional studio.
It does, absolutely. We would always want to put our best foot forward, but then especially when there's students there that they're getting their, you know, education in the recording industry from these sessions. So it's really nice to be able to kind of provide the musical palette, so to speak, for their education.
Very cool. And to get copies of the disc when it's ready, should people just come out to the live show?
Yes, absolutely. and several of the songs are already available on our website on www.terrapinmoon.net. You can listen to 5 or 6 of those songs already.
Great. And is the website the best place to keep track of where you guys are going to be throughout the year?
Oh, definitely. The schedule is always up to date.
And
on
Facebook.
There.
Facebook is strong.
Yeah, we have other things, but the website's always up to date.
Excellent.
Hopefully.
Yep, ideally.
That's the goal. I know how that is. Well, very cool. In terms of recording, going back to the tracks that you guys recorded at the recording workshop, how much of it did you guys plan out in advance, and how much did you sort of, you know, let happen in more of a jam style situation when you went in?
Steve. Oh, we all did it. There was, I think, one or two that were jammy songs that we just laid down and then went back over and overdubbed some stuff. Most of it was kind of songs like we just did, where they were pretty straightforward, mm-hmm. 5-6 minute songs.
It was just picking the songs, really. That's how we started. Pick 3, 4, whatever.
But we only got a week or two notice each time we were called down there, so we didn't put much thought into it.
Well, it was already songs that we were pretty familiar with, and yeah, there were a couple we were able to branch out on a bit. Cassidy,
there were some that we did that we wanted to learn better. And we used that opportunity to do so.
Sure.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
That's right.
That's always fun, because I know some people, you know, they go into the studio and everything is like very, very like rigidly set. Mm-hmm. And other people go in with nearly a blank slate. And other people kind of find that middle ground in between. So I'm always curious.
Well, since we weren't paying
definitely
for
in the middle.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're paying for it, you get it on paper and get ready.
Yeah.
But we were able to have some fun with it at the same time. And it was nice because it's always that delicate balance between wanting to get the best take possible and knowing that you're going to listen to that take for years, you know, years to come, and so many other people listening to that take from years to come, that you want to make sure to get it right, but also still have fun doing it. Otherwise,
And there's time constraints.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to end up the night with some kind of finished product, if possible. So, you know, you got 3, 4, 5 hours.
Right.
You don't want to mess around.
Get about three songs in a session, and it worked out pretty well, and I think we'll be back there sometime soon.
Excellent. And it's got to be nice to have something to hand to people after a gig.
It really is. And we've been, you know, really amazed with the quality. I mean, we record essentially all of our live shows. But, you know, the quality suffers a little bit with the live recording equipment that we have. And first, when we came here last year, we noticed how great it sounded, the recording of what was on the air last year. And then also going down the recording workshop, it was a similar experience where got really kind of spoiled by how well you could hear everything, especially, you know, the drums, every single drum, every single cymbal, every note, all those little notes that make such a big difference.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of fun to hear yourselves in a different way, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And at least one of us, I won't say who, but at least one person said, oh, I thought I was listening to the Grateful Dead.
Nice.
I don't know what the hell they heard.
I think that was Butch.
Well, we will definitely look forward to seeing you guys at the Valentine's show at Hank's Pub in Dayton in March at Jimmy's Ladder 11, and in the summer on the festival circuit. You can keep your eye to terrapinmoon.net or their Facebook page, which we have linked on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And guys, what do you think? We about ready to do some more live ones?
Yeah, all right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more from Terrapin Moon here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Stick around. More live music to come here in just a moment on WYSO.
From the moment you wake up through the chaos of your busy morning, Morning Edition is there with you.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Protesters have been
through all you have to do, we'll bring you all you need to know every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
The next thing I know, my shoulder's getting banged on so violently. And it's Foxy, and she's got 4 people with her. Foxy's from Brooklyn. I mean, I live in Brooklyn, and I love Brooklyn, but Foxy's from Brooklyn.
Join us next time for more True Stories Told Live on the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
Tonight at 11 on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, my name's Rob Geis. I listen to YSO all the time, and I had this extra vehicle on my hands. The logical thing to do seemed to be to donate the car to YSO. So I went to the online forum, I grabbed the title, took about 5 minutes tops. A couple days later, the guy with the tow truck shows up to haul it away. I think the hardest part was getting the license plate off the thing. It was approximately $1,500 that we were able to put in the pockets of YSO and that I'll be able to take off of my taxes next year. And it sounds like a win-win.
Learn more about donating your vehicle by visiting wyso.org. We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and we have been catching up with our friends in Terrapin Moon. They are here in the studio. You can catch them Valentine's Day at Hank's Pub in Dayton, in March at Jimmy's Ladder 11, and they'll be hitting the festival circuit this summer. We've got links up to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But before you go surfing on the internet, sit back, relax, because Terrapin Moon has some more live music for us.
Some folks trust reason, others trust in might. I don't trust nothing, I know it come out right. Say it once again now, but I hope you'll understand. When it's gone over, Lord, a man is just a man. Playing, playing in the band. Daybreak, daybreak on the land.
daybreak on the land.
Thank you.
back easy street. There is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, whoa, I want to know. Is, are you kind? It's a butt dancer's choice, my friend. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire upon the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, whoa, I want to know. Will you come with me? God damn, I declare. Have you seen the light? Their walls are filled with cannonballs. Their motto is don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide.
Choice.
Terrapin Moon, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out. Valentine's at Hank's Pub in Dayton, March, Jimmy's Ladder 11, and this summer at a festival near you. All the details are at their website, terrapinmoon.net. You can also find them on their Facebook page, which we've got linked on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you, guys. Terrapin Moon, our first guest of the evening. We've got details to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We've got more live music coming up for you here in just a little bit. Stay tuned right now. Monsters of Folk.